FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The following story contains details of sexual abuse against a minor and may be upsetting to some listeners. A Northern KZN man has been locked away for raping his daughter. The Richards Bay Regional Court this week sentenced the 37-year-old to life imprisonment for the sexual abuse committed between March and December 2022. The court heard that the 11-year-old girl's younger siblings witnessed some of the abuse at their home in Eskaleni. According to the NPA, the matter eventually came to light when the child wrote a letter to a neighbour telling them about the abuse. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Kara says the neighbour alerted the girl's family, who then contacted the police.
In addition to the life sentence, he was declared unfit to possess a firearm. The court also ordered that his name is entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders. The NPA hopes that sentences of this nature indicate our commitment to the fight against sexual abuse and gender-based violence.
Basic Education Minister Siviyo Gwagube says she's instructed her department to begin drafting regulations to allow the full implementation of the Bella Act.
These regulations, norms and standards and policy will give legal clarity to various sections of the Act, which include sections 4 and 5 of the Bella Act, which have been subject to ongoing consultation within the Government of National Unity's Clearing House.
Yesterday, the President signed a proclamation for the full implementation of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. Various sectors opposed the signing of the law in September over two clauses about language and admissions, which led to a three-month consultation process. President Ramaphosa said a committee made up of GNU members came to an agreement on the Act yesterday. In a statement, Minister Gwagube says drafting policies around the Bella Act will take time.
Once these have been drafted, they will need to go through the necessary public participation processes, after which full implementation can take place. I remain committed to ensuring that South Africa's basic education system is one that is governed by sound laws and policies so that the 13.5 million learners in our system can have access to quality education.
Guatemalan authorities say they've rescued 160 minors from a farm occupied by an ultra-Orthodox Jewish sect under investigation for alleged child sex abuse. A public prosecutor told a press conference that yesterday's raid in Oratorio was carried out due to suspicions of forced pregnancy, mistreatment of minors, and rape. Officials had previously tried to check the condition of the minors but were blocked from entering the farm by members of the community. And back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning for the western and southern parts of the province today. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River, a high of 29 degrees. Richards Bay and Newcastle, 32. Kokstad and Margate, 28. Underberg, 27. Ulundi, 31. Ladysmith, at 33. In Durban this morning, we've got 2-metre high swells at sea with sunset at 4 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.